Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. We recently teamed up with Lip Service for an evening of true South Florida stories at the Actors Playhouse at the Miracle Theater in Coral Gables.
Here is one of those stories.
Our first storyteller is an assistant state attorney for Miami-Dade County. She currently specializes in cyber crimes. We asked our writers to give us some details about themselves, and she told us her favorite thing about the off-season is lower caseloads. Turns out that all criminals aspire to visit South Florida at least once in their careers. Please welcome to the stage Brenda Mezick with her story, Respect.
I knew things were going to be strange in my first year as an assistant state attorney for Miami-Dade County when a defense attorney came up during court and asked me to spell my full name. Is that the exact spelling, he said, pushing his legal pad into my face? It has to be exact. Why? My client's family wants it. When he came back and asked for a strand of my hair, I was bewildered. Absolutely not. A few moments later, ow! What the? This defense attorney, a licensed member of the Florida Bar, had pulled out a strand of my hair and was walking it to the client's family. I had been violated. But why? A Cuban-American prosecutor nearby whispered the word, Santeria. It was all he would say. Over the years, when I asked other Cubans about Santeria, I got that same tight-lipped reaction. One woman explained, we might not believe, but we respect. When I told a fellow prosecutor I thought the little cloth doll that had been placed on his chair during trial was cool in a slasher film kind of way, he gave it to me. I found another outside the courthouse, and I began to collect them, even though they burned a little when I touched them. Then one evening, after a hearing involving defendants whose families were Santeros, I saw a 3-foot lifelike doll face up in the gutter outside the courthouse. The detective who was walking me to the office politely ignored what became obvious the closer we got. It was an effigy of me. The detective led me away, but I kept looking back at the doll. What do you do if a magical representation of you has been left lying in a gutter? Do you leave her there where cars could hit her? Do you pick her up? Or would that be like taking home the bride of Chucky? I left her, but I wanted answers. I signed up for a ritualistic crime investigation class with the City of Miami Police Department. I learned not to pick up those little dolls with your bare hands. They're usually covered in pulverized frog skin or urine. We went on field trips deep into the heart of Hialeah. To graveyards and botanicas, stores that sell magical items. The first was a combined botanica and pet store for those pets you want to sacrifice. The second botanica looked like an apothecary out of Harry Potter. It specialized in palo, the darkest, the most powerful of black magic. There were shelves of powders, potions, and dried plants. I came out of that store with a prosecutor's protection kit, complete with beads, potions, and a piece of tree bark that's supposed to heighten my powers of persuasion. I was ready to battle the supernatural.